I got my DS because when you two inevitably go off on something, I can play some Disgaea because I'm grinding.
I turned my volume way down.
When are you not grinding in that game, dude? That's pretty much the entire game is grinding.
It makes me so sad because I'm at this one part where the stupid terrain has like enemy times six, and that's the entire map.
Which chapter, what level?
The 11th one, the Hero's Tomb, where you fight the first defender of Earth or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm like.
Oh, I know that map. I f***ing hated that map.
I'm stuck there. I've only gotten to chapter 12 where you fight Curtis. That's as far as I've gotten, but I'm doing a
Oh,
new one.
you've never finished that game?
I've never finished this game, actually.
Oh my god, you're gonna love it. Like,
How many
the
chapters are
story.
there? How many chapters are there?
14, 15?
Oh, I'm towards the end then.
Well, I don't know, because you have the DS version, which isn't exactly the same as the PlayStation version. It has a few extra chapters in it,
Does it?
but I believe those are
Set my Skype.
believe those are completely separate.
Set my Skype to do not disturb. Because, you know.
I love the tutorial in this game, how you're freaking the f
Yeah, that's
out.
one of the few games where it does that, and I like that it does that.
Wait, like, describe it to me.
Like
Like he.
you're sneaking through the enemy camp with your brother, and you're like, "Oh my God!" Like your
Yeah,
guy
no,
Jack is saying
it's
shit like
not one of
that.
those games where he like takes to killing, although he eventually gets used to it. But he's freaking out for a small time there, which I thought was actually better. But I think this might be a more gaming-oriented podcast anyway, because it's not like there's a new episode. I still have to watch the other two episodes.
But yeah, with Disgaea, how many times have you remorted your characters?
You mean reincarnated?
Yeah.
It says in the status, doesn't it? I think.
Yeah, it'll tell you how many times you've done it.
Gig.
I don't know if it's in the status, but I know if you go to remort them, it will tell you how many times.
Oh, it doesn't say here. I have to go to the thing. It's a good thing I'm not in the middle of a thing.
Yeah,
Unless it's a hospital. No!
the
Darn
dark.
it!
Which there's actually some tips for the
I
Dark
have?
Council that I'll tell you at another time. There's some ways to cheat the system. If you say you get like only a quarter or half the votes, but it still goes against you, look at how the voters are placed. Like, pay attention to them and pay attention to their levels. Of course, you know, the most important thing is bribing the highest level people, because the higher their
Yeah,
level,
the more
the more.
sway they
Yeah,
have.
exactly.
Well, I haven't reincarnated all my characters the same, but my team. See, I haven't actually reincarnated Laharl or Etna, which kind of is bad, I know. But then my sort of fighter two fighter guys, I've reincarnated like three times. Ones I started out with. My mage, I've reincarnated about three times. My zombie character, monster one.
Oh, monsters are terrible.
I don't know. Some of them are pretty effective, I find.
And you said you haven't reincarnated Laharl, Etna, or Flann?
Well, I don't even use Flan.
What?
I really don't.
Neither did I. I used her
Oh,
as a healer, and that was pretty much it.
well, see,
And I had my cleric for that.
I have one of those who was a
But
Red Skull, but.
her Flann's unique attacks are actually fantastic.
I don't know. I like some of the monsters though. Some of them are effective. I mean, like the really OP ones don't really work. I mean, I have a what is it? An armor one and a nightmare. They're kind of crappy, to be honest. But
Most of the monsters are just complete crap.
the scarecrow ones are actually pretty good, I find. Yeah. And then the zombies have like really high health. So
They have really high health, but they move very slowly,
that's
and
why I
their
give
attack isn't all that good.
them shoes and power belts and stuff.
Well, like, you should have been reincarnating Laharl, Etna, and Flann
Well,
from the very
actually,
beginning.
this was a file that I had before that was a little behind, so I decided to do this one. Was started on 10 a few days ago when I started playing it again. And back when I played it before, because I played it once briefly because of my brother's game, and then he took it to university, I didn't see it for a while. I didn't reincarnate at all because I was younger and did not
Oh.
understand the finer things behind it.
And that's one of the things about that game is you it takes you a minute to understand how the reincarnation actually works and how it benefits you.
Yeah, so I'm reincarnating now, but I'm only doing it one at a time because, you know, it takes forever to level them up to 100 or to.
Well, and it's well, you don't necessarily have to do 100.
Yeah, no,
but...
sorry, I'm not even 50 right now.
Love that intro. You death, you crazy. I said, run for us, run.
But
and the, on that note, welcome to the show.
Oh yeah, that I knew that would happen.
It always happens.
It yes, always happens. It. He's.
I was just waiting for a good point. I think I might. I'll probably just leave this rambling at the beginning in there because there's not much else to talk about.
Well, and, I don't know. We could like review games that have come out that we were going to do on the minicast, but since there's not an episode or anything happening in the fandom at all,
yeah,
like
which is. One of the main reasons I didn't even attempt to
Rankle.
Contact either of you last weekend. I'm like,
I tried to contact you.
Did you?
Yeah, I was trying to get a hold of you, figure out if we were actually doing something.
Yeah, because last weekend was when all that crap went down too, wasn't it?
Yeah. Not that
that
really affects the podcast at all, but it did.
I think we should talk about it, though, because we mentioned POW4, so we should probably talk about what happened.
In at least vague details.
Yeah, like, don't go taking sides and stuff.
I don't know. It's not something
say,
absolutely not
about.
No, like, that. I mean, I pretty much just avoided the site for the most part. For a couple days after that, because I knew the only thing that was going to be happening was people pitching fits and all that kind of stuff. And
I've made the post and officially have left and canceled Origins and all that. And now Draco thinks I'm blaming the staff, so I'm sort of like, no, I don't want to be here at all anymore.
Quick time events.
But those are the core of all good gameplay, man.
Oh yeah, haven't you ever listened to Yahtzee? He loves them.
Yeah, like seriously.
Oh man!
Oh, by the way, have you seen the new Zero Punctuation? The was it Paper Mario Sticker Star?
I haven't watched it actually in a while. I've been meaning to because a friend of the family introduced it to me. I was like, "Do you watch Yahtzee?" He's like, "I haven't played Yahtzee in forever." And then he finally showed it to me. He's like, "Oh yeah, no, this is better. This is much better than Yahtzee." But,
yeah, this is Yahtzee.
Yeah, but okay. I can't game and cast at the same time, darn it.
See, and that's I was gonna say something like when you're like, yeah, I better boot up Far Cry. No. No, you shouldn't.
I'll put that down for now. I'll just
you
say
can either do it or you can't. I mean I just can't think of anything to talk about right now.
For me, it kind of depends on the game, really. Like, some games I can do, like, I could sit here and do Eve no problem. I could go AFK mine for an hour and be perfectly fine. But something that's involving, like, Far Cry, I couldn't do it. I'd be paying way too much attention to the game.
Sad thing is, it was just these two guys who were sitting here, like, scratching their crotches. I was like, oh, God, what am I going to do? But, this heat just over and over again. Like, God, find something else to complain about, like your new STD.
Oh yeah, like crotch.
Oh
scratch.
Yeah,
got it.
I think that whore gave me the clap.
Yeah.
I'm gonna stop.
Interesting.
There.
You want to know why it's called the clap?
No, yeah, I know. I know.
Okay.
I know.
What about you, Lobi? You know why it's called the clap?
No, actually I don't because I don't search into it.
I didn't search into it, my physician.
Neither did I. It just happened to come up at one point when I was watching a show or something.
You had to know that for school. That was like on the exam. Why do they call it the clap?
Really?
Well, not necessarily, but that was on the test. Because that's part of what it is. It's...
Yeah.
Of course, I think that was more of a joke, but I still...
I'm probably going to end up searching for it now, but...
I could tell you. I remember, unfortunately. You want to hear? You want to hear the story? Huh?
Sure, why the f not? I'm fairly sure I know what it is, though.
Is unconscious discharge from the male genitalia, and I believe there's like a build up, and so they clap it like on it.
Two pieces of wood.
Yeah.
Was the old remedy was you would take two pieces of wood and you just smack,
and it would all like
break
out.
It would break everything up. And
yeah, that's what I was actually guessing. It was something along the lines of like clapping because you're like squeezing it or something. And yeah,
if you're happy and you know it, clap your hands.
Oh God.
Oh God.
If it burns when you pee, clap your hands.
Oh, that's disgusting.
We need to do a full version of that.
My God, if I could come up with a... I guarantee it's already been done. That's the
probably
sad part of it all.
I want to find it then, because then we could do a cover of it. Yes.
Oh my God, that would be horrendous.
But it would work. It would work.
Yes, most offensive songs, 2013 edition.
Oh, I know some offensive damn songs.
Don't we all?
I listen to pony music and only pony music.
Now that's kind of damaging.
Not
that,
only pony
that offends
music.
Me.
I don't like most kinds of music, and pony music is just like...
I like all kinds of music. Like
I don't.
I like just about every. That doesn't say that I like all music, but like every genre. There is like a song.
Wait, what did you just say?
Shut up.
Are you trying to say genre?
Genre, yeah.
There you go.
Oh, Genre. God, I'm crying.
I do that sometimes. I just completely forget what the word's like pronounced like, and I'm like, wait,
it's
what?
Like Moss, he says turret instead of turret, except he does it all the time. It's kind of...
That, I think that's more of the region he's in kind
of
thing.
Still. It burns my ears.
Yeah. Well, that's like certain regions of Canada and the OU thing.
That's like, it's not even Canada specifically. It's
I don't know. Apparently,
that's why I said certain regions.
I thought all of Canada did OU.
Not all. I mean, you don't do it.
I do. I do. What,
two
you
different.
Mean, like,
oh, you know the two different spellings of gray, like with an E and an A.
Oh yeah, both. I saw that. Gray for America with an A, and then
yeah. See, I don't understand that because I spell it both ways.
I was gonna say it's
for Canada. It's gray with an EH.
Yeah, gray.
Oh, that's great.
Gray. Hey?
Gray.
What you talking about, eh? Oh god.
See, and you, I could never imagine you just plucking A or you know. Planting A onto the end of a sentence. It just wouldn't sound right for you.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? How about them walruses, eh?
You don't have walruses there.
But we have polar bears with mounted guns.
No, you don't.
You do.
I'm not there.
Bear cavalry.
The bear cavalry.
Bear cavalry always wins.
That reminds me of something I saw on a TV show once. Whose line? Have you ever tried to mount a Mountie? Oh god, I'm horrible.
So yeah, no episode this week or last week, which really sucks.
Well,
I still have to watch the other ones.
So we can talk about games.
Yeah, I mean you guys are playing Far Cry.
I am playing Far Cry 3 now.
Actually, did you guys see like the pony RPG random combat game on EQD?
I saw that. I didn't.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
What is this? Fill me.
I didn't read the article.
I didn't read the article either. I just kind of looked at it. I was like, oh,
darn
that's
it,
you guys are terrible.
I'm sorry, but it's not something I would play, I don't think. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Less
more
about what you're playing and more about
what
you're talking about, sir. You wouldn't know it now.
Oh, my God. Okay, so I went on EQD. And
ponies
second...
poop in flowers to fertilize the soil.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
It's a picture, a screenshot of Lauren Faust's Twitter, and it says, breaking news, equestrian outhouses are fake. And it says, at Max Whittemore, there are no toilets in Equestria. They are horses. They poop on the ground and fertilize the flowers.
Oh my god.
And then the article starts out, the goddess of all things pony has spoken.
I am deeply perturbed right now.
Oh.
Because now I can't help but picture it happening. God, it burns my mind.
Like, she does it to just piss people off. And make other people happy.
It doesn't make me happy or pissed off. It makes me cringe, sort of.
It makes me giggle.
You see, I don't laugh at... I don't even know what to call it. Like,
Oh, season 3, episode 12 revealed.
Which one? Let's talk about it, because we don't have anything better to do.
Let's see. It's called Games Ponies Play.
Oh, this gon be good.
Let's see. Let me... Does it... Okay, it doesn't have UGD. Hop over to zap to it.
See, I'm just, like, we're over here talking, and I'm not wearing a shirt, and I'm cold.
Okay, you know what?
Oh, here's my brother's scarf. I'll just wear that.
You know what?
That'll keep my entire torso warm.
It was 76 degrees today.
Ooh, the snow feels like a nice temperature.
January.
It's starting. The snow is starting to melt, and it makes me sad because this is like the most snow we've had in 2 years. Like I'm so sad, pony, right now because I didn't even get to play in it.
Let's see.
I've had to shovel snow for the first time in 2 years this year. That should give you some perspective on how little it snowed recently.
Yeah, I'm lucky to see ice on windshields.
I wouldn't go about that, but anyway, are you looking up this summary here, Matthew Wathy?
Yeah.
Can I call you Matthew Wathy? Oh well, it doesn't matter. I'm calling you Matthew Wathy.
Okay, whatever.
That's sad. I was hoping you'd put up more resistance.
It's not really something that bothers me.
I call everyone something something
with a W. I'm Lobie Wobie. You're Matthew Wathy.
Yeah, Mossy, I guess Washy. So.
Exactly. Okay. See? It has to have a W.
Except it doesn't work for Mystic. Mystic Wistic. It sounds weird.
It sounds kind of evil.
No, you sound kind of evil.
Okay, so I go over to Zap to it.
And?
Any luck? It doesn't have that episode on there.
Did the Equestria Daily article say that there was a thing? Like an article or whatever?
No, but okay, I just looked. It's down there, but it was so kind of hidden down at the bottom that I didn't see it.
Okay.
Says, synopsis, Princess Cadence invites Twilight and her friends to welcome the important Equestria Games Inspector.
Is this like an Olympics-like thing?
Most likely.
Yo, that's
you know, kind of like
it'd be cool if it was more like the Hunger Games and it took us all by surprise.
They're not going to do that.
I would laugh if they did. I'm just saying. Actually, that reminds me of a fiction I saw on the interwebs that I didn't read, but it might end up going on BOAD, and I'm not going to go into great detail because you know it's going to go up on BOAD. But it was a fic that had Shining Armor and Cadence in it, and something that I believe involves Shining Armor having erectile dysfunction. And I'm just like,
oh, yeah. I remember talking
this is
going to
be good.
Minutes ago.
But it does that thing where it has it like the present tense. I don't like those kinds because it make my head hurt. Like, he tries to do this. I prefer it in past tense.
Okay, so Games Ponies Play is airing... February 9th. The actual next episode after Keep Calm and Flutter On is just for Sidekicks. It's actually supposed to be episode 8, but you know, they numbered them before they actually released them and changed the order and everything, so things are kind of messed up in this one.
No, I don't really know. I'm confused. Don't try to explain it to me. I wouldn't understand. I'm only 16.
You're gonna have to stop using that excuse when you like it's your
realize when that. I turn 17 I'll stop using that excuse and use the excuse that I'm 17.
No yes. It stops at 17.
I'm sure it'll happen when I'm 17.
But yeah, the actual one that's gonna air next after
Keep Calm and Flutter On is
Just for Sidekicks. Spike finds himself in over his head after convincing Twilight and her friends to let him pet-sit their critters in exchange for a few gems.
Oh, so we get to see the turtle again. That we've only seen twice.
So,
yes.
Basically, what's going on in
this... Tortoise.
Yeah.
You know what I mean.
Yes. Turtoise.
Well, look at it this way. His friends are letting him pet-sit and in return are feeding his drug habit for him.
He's a dragon.
I thought they were supposed to eat gems.
Yeah.
I thought it was, like, healthy and stuff.
But he doesn't. Therefore, it's more like a drug habit.
That's why he's a pipsqueak.
Let me have my fantasies.
No!
I reject your fantasies and substitute my own.
No.
You making a Mythbusters reference?
Yes. It's like the greatest quote of all time.
Your face is the greatest quote of...
Thank you for the compliment.
I just said greatest
quote. It's the greatest.
Shut up.
Wait, are you serious? Good.
So...
Surely you can't be joking.
No, you...
You... God, you're too young.
I just, like, repeat the same thing over and over and over again. You got a problem with that, bro?
But that's one of Leslie Nielsen's greatest lines.
Yeah, you know, and now I'm stealing it.
From Airplane, it's, you know, Shirley, you must be joking. I'm not joking. And don't call me Shirley.
Okay.
Airplane's one of those movies that you... gotta watch it to really understand the humor and all that.
No, I've seen it.
I have.
I don't know. Leslie Nielsen, in the movies where he's trying to be funny, he's not funny. In the movies where he just straight out acts and doesn't try to be funny, he's hilarious.
Sounds kind of like me, except I'm always trying to be funny, so I never am funny. Except right there where I'm trying to be serious. This is very serious business, good sir.
Because the interwebs are serious business?
Serious business, guys. Serious, enough of all businesses.
So, let's see. Besides Far Cry, what are you guys playing on?
We've been playing Arma 2 a lot, actually. Yep. Wasteland.
Yep.
What is that all about? What is its appeal?
It's like... a bandit simulator? Like, you spawn in with, like, a pistol, and, like, you just scavenge weapons, vehicles.
It's like you salvage and scavenge at the same time. It didn't really work.
So it's DayZ without the zombies.
Yeah, it's a little less hardcore than DayZ, but it's still really fun. Yeah.
Oh, like, you don't, like, break your legs and have to have blood transfusion?
No. Well, you don't have blood transfusion, but you can't break your legs.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But at the same time, it's also easier to find guns, so when you run into people, you know, there's a better chance they have a rifle.
Yeah, the stuff that gets, like, spawned on the map is broadcast to everyone. I'm not sure if that happens in DayZ.
I don't know. I don't play that game.
What even spawns in DayZ? Like, there's just new weapons.
Like, helicopter spawns.
Is there?
Some other stuff. Yeah, well, like, it's crashed helicopters, and they're a little bit harder to fix up. You have to get, like, random, like...
Oh, yeah, no, I know that much.
Main rotor.
Have to get a bunch of random stuff.
Whereas in Wasteland, you can just go up and option. Shit. Like, if it's damaged for a certain thing, I mean, I don't know, because I've never actually flown a helicopter, because no one trusts me with them. But, like, if you're a fuel technician, you can repair it to the point where it's working, except for, like, certain things. Like, if apparently, like, the fuel tank is ruptured or something like that, you have to get a repair kit and fix it. But otherwise, like, you could crash your car into a tree, lose all your tires, and the thing could be smoking and stuff. You repair it, and you can just, like, get back on the road easily. You know.
Basically, you can repair... You can repair wheel damage, basically.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You can repair damage, engine damage a little bit.
You can repair everything to a certain point. And
I don't think you can repair hull damage. Because hull is like what protects you.
I don't get into combat situations, and when we do, I'm usually the one who dies first because I'm running around like an idiot. I remember we were followed by we were in an MTVR, which is an army truck, and we were being followed by a guy in a Humvee with a mounted gun, I think, and I don't know if you were there for that. It was Moss, someone else, and me, probably Buns, and we got out, and I went in backwards, like, from where we were being chased from, because I was like, oh, he'll be behind us, and he'll stop behind us, and then, no, it turns out he had gone in front, and Buns and Moss had gone to the front of the truck and took him out, and Moss was coming. I like how Tag is just back there being completely oblivious to everything. I was like, but I thought he was back there.
Oh, man.
Probably would have gotten me killed anyway if I went front anyway. So, you know, it's the same thing. And besides, I'm not good at combat. All I'm good for is, like, scavenging, because I have a knack for it.
Scavenging can actually be fun if you can get something useful and, like, hide it and get it out of there.
Well, I think that more applies to the priest murdering stuff.
Well, not exactly that. I mean, you've seen Buns. He, like, straight up stole an enemy attack helicopter.
Oh, yeah, he went right in there and came out with, like, a helicopter and everything. I was like, how did he do that? But, I'm not good at that. I remember death.
I remember death, yes.
Death, I've come to regard him as a close friend. We have this deal going. Every time I see him, he just sort of punches me in the back and sends me on my way.
That was kind of lame.
No, you're kind of lame.
No, my computer just freaked out.
Exactly. Exactly. You're lame.
Oh, yeah.
You wish.
I know.
What are we doing?
No idea.
Well, we're kind of talking about games we played and like
how. I don't know. Should we do an attempt at like a serious game review or something?
I haven't been playing anything new except Natural Selection, and I talked about that on the last cast.
I almost bought that when it was on sale, but
it's a fun game.
I've really just been playing Chivalry, Battlefield 3, Arma 2, and Far Cry.
And whenever I play Chivalry, I have a habit of running into hammers and everything else that is sharp and painful. It is exactly like that. I'm coming in from behind, dead. Just straight up dead. No. World's tiniest violin, just dead. No YouTube video either. Like, seriously.
Aw. That sounds so sad.
If you could hear the noise the guy makes afterwards, it's kind of hilarious.
Okay, none of that.
It's like gurgling noises because he has stabbed in his throat.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like pretty much.
Wow.
That's a battle cry. I'm getting attacked by a Komodo dragon. Sad face. I don't know. Shall we do like a very, very serious face game review sort of thing?
That's up to you guys. I haven't played it.
Like, do you care if we talk about it? Because if we are going to talk about it, I want to talk about the story.
I honestly don't care. I mean, I watch Yahtzee's videos when they come out, and he's already reviewed Far Cry, so I already know the storyline.
Oh, well. So, Lobi, what would you give it first?
Far Cry?
Yeah, out of 10.
Out of 10. I'd say like a 9.2. I enjoyed it thoroughly.
I'd give it maybe like an 8.7 or something like that. And
those points were lost to QuickTime events.
Not even that.
No,
QuickTimes
in this weren't actually that bad. They're far between.
The biggest problem I had was sort of how they took Voss out of the story, because Voss was a complete badass.
Yeah, there's a lot of people had problems with Voss not being the main boss.
like the final boss. I mean, he was pretty main.
Well, he was a pretty main one, yeah, like you said. Not being
I would say he's one of the top villains of 2013, even.
Mm-hmm. He is just like, legitimately crazy. It's awesome.
He is legitimately crazy. He's legitimately scary, all that stuff. But to start it off, let's start with controls and gameplay because, you know.
That's like, always the best place to start.
Yeah, so it handles pretty well. Some of the parkour-y stuff is a little hard. Like, if you fall like a certain distance, you sort of get stuck into this little animation where he falls and sort of gets back up. And that could be pretty bad in the middle of a combat situation. And then there's this sort of thing where you can slide down the hills, like not the mountains off the rocks, but, you know, like the smooth slopes, you can slide down those. If you do it wrong, you fall and there's a good chance you're going to die. And that was pretty annoying in some places because I was like, oh, I'll go down here dead.
I never had that issue, ever.
I was doing a lot of relics and stuff because the first playthrough I finished was actually the hardest difficulty when I sort of went halfway to killing Voss on the middle difficulty, and then I went, oh, I'll just do it on the hardest difficulty because this is actually pretty easy. And when you do it on the hardest difficulty, I'd say it's the most pleasurable because it's not really hard to the point where it's infuriating. And like me, I'm stealth-oriented in this sort of thing. I went through the entire game using the bow, which was actually one of the most effective weapons I found. And I went through it using the most overpowered weapon out of almost every other game, which is the flare gun.
Oh, God, the flare gun.
So OP. It kills any animal in one hit, destroys cars, kills enemies, sets them on fire. The flare gun is just like, it sets forest fires, and it sets forest fires better than the flame arrows do, and it sets forest fires better than the Molotovs do. It's just the best gun.
Well, I mean, that makes perfect sense, because it's
flaming
probably phosphorus.
Fire. Yeah.
Well, no, it's the material. Whereas a fire arrow might just be some kerosene on the end of a arrow. You know, this is chemicals meant to not go out.
But it is the most overpowered weapon. It's not exactly the stealthiest. The bow and arrow are the most stealthiest, and it's a one-hit kill, so it's perfect.
Oh, yeah. My first playthrough was complete stealth, and it was all bow and arrow. The only thing you can't really take out is the ones that are hard is the heavies that have all the body armor.
Oh,
you can't really take them out with a bow and arrow, and you don't really get the talent to take them down with a knife until later on.
No, you don't get it until after you, like, kill Voss, but the best way to do that is to, like, get them with C4 or something. Like, just set it down. But if you're taking out an outpost and trying to go all stealth and you want to save them for last, run up to them, throw C4 at their butts and blow it up. Because that's what I did, and it ended up pretty much getting me killed, but, you know, whatever.
I just tend to shoot them a lot in the face until their helmet fell off and one hit them.
Yeah, but I went through the entire game on the hardest difficulty using only, like, the bow and the flare gun and the silenced MP5. And I'm going through it the second time using only the bow and the flare gun, and for the missions that you're not allowed to stealth on, I will use another gun. But I'm trying to deprave myself of all nice weapons in this.
Some people like actually did all of the tower and outpost captures. Like, I know that's how Moss did it, so he got to play through like all the really, really good guns.
No, he went and got all the guns so he could get like the M14 or whatever it was.
Yeah, and the P416.
And he just headshotted everything with that and stuff. But back to gameplay. Hunting the animals, which is part of how you level yourself up, because you need their hides and stuff to
Yeah, for the skills.
Not for the skills, but to make like better holsters. Because when you start out in the game, you can only hold one weapon at a time. Literally, you can
it's
only
pretty
hold
frustrating.
One weapon.
Yeah.
Which is pretty frustrating, because like, if you go with a sniper rifle, you're basically messed in close-range encounters. So you want to get like a handgun or something like that. And you wanted to get the simple holster as soon as possible so you could hold two. But you need skins to make the simple holsters, the wallets, which let you hold more items, the loot rucksacks, which make you hold more stuff, and then the syringe kits, which let you hold more syringes, which is like your healing stuff, which you want. And then the more ammo pouches, throwable packs, munition pouches, flamethrower, fuel slings, and the rocket packs. And you can just imagine a guy going through the island with like all this stuff strapped to him. And then you need to make the arrow quivers too, which are pretty important if you're me and you want all the special arrows, because the explosive arrows are pretty helpful for taking down the big guys. But the animal hunting can be a little frustrating. If they get away, and it's sometimes hard to find them or find a place, and you have to go out of your way to the hunting ground, which can also be kind of annoying, but for the most part, it's very effective. And then when you get to the point where you have the thing that lets you get two of each item from the animal, you basically just need to kill one animal to get one thing, because all the things require only like one like kind of skin, just a few.
Usually, kind of get two, but you also have some that, like, I know there's a couple of them that needed shark skins.
No, yeah, but like, I remember during, I just like go out and shoot at them in the water with my bow and arrow, and it's like two hits to kill them, and that's pretty effective.
What annoyed me a little bit, I'd say, is the how the you always get like the same healing animation at times. Like you, I experienced like all the healing animations, but by far the one I got the most is where you wrap the bandage around your left arm.
I made sure that I was never out of medical syringes, so I didn't really go.
See, through. I actually didn't play with medical syringes that much because I kind of like the healing animations. And like there is a downside; it's not as quick in combat.
Yeah, exactly.
You have to hide while healing. But I don't know. I still found it fun.
When you're in combat with the medical syringes, you kind of have to hide yourself. But I found some of them were to be mildly disturbing, especially like that one where I don't even know what to call it. It's the one where he messes with his fingers or his hand, and then they like make the loudest crack that are like louder than gunshots, and it's God, it's terrifying.
Well, see, that kind of reminds me of Metal Gear Solid 3, when you had to do like the healing menu and all that, and you actually had to go in and like pull things out and suture yourself up and all this kind of stuff. Every now and then, with some of them, you'd get an animation. And my favorite was always when you got the leeches, because the thing to get rid of the leeches was a cigar. You know, he just lights the cigar up, puffs on it for a little bit, and then just jabs the leech with the cigar and burns it off. And like he actually does the animation and everything.
That's kind of scary. That's kind of scary. I will also say that the gunplay is fairly average.
I like 2-ply guns myself. Give you that little bit of extra cushioning. Continue. My joke was bad. Fuck you.
Very bad joke indeed. I was like, wow, did you really just go there?
Yes, I did. Shut
your
face.
God.
Ignore. Oh no, I fell. Gunplay, it's, you know, it's average. It's you're shooting at people with guns, although I think in this one you want to stick to cover more or hide. I wouldn't, especially if you're on the hardest difficulty, I wouldn't recommend going in guns blazing, because that's just going to get you shot up faster than it did in, like, freaking, what was that really hard game? There were quite a few of them. It'll get you faster, shot up faster than it would in, like, the Saboteur, because I remember I died a lot in that when I played it. I don't know if you even know what I'm talking about, but,
I didn't play that one, unfortunately.
Oh, I got stuck at this one mission that had a ridiculous time limit for shooting that many people. But, I'd still say that the gameplay is very, very solid. When you get halfway through, you get this wingsuit so you can jump off a cliff, glide into the enemy outpost sort of thing, and then do an air takedown, which makes you feel like a badass, but it puts you in the middle of an outpost with a bunch of people, and you're just pulling your knife out of some guy who's screaming really loudly.
My, like, favorite takedown was probably the zipline takedown.
Oh, yeah, that was pretty cool. But, so that was gameplay. Gameplay is pretty good. It all works. It sort of balances between the animals that you have to kill, and they sort of interfere with combat enough, and they have this neat little mechanic where they the pirates will have outposts, and you have to take the outposts and stuff, but they will have, like, captured animals in cages, and you can destroy the cages, and the animals will get out, and if you're lucky, they'll go for the pirates. Like, just now, for example, I took out one pirate in an outpost, shot the door off the cage with a lion in it or something like that, or a tiger, and it killed the rest of the pirates while I was talking.
Yeah, I've had one where I just set a bear loose, and it literally just cleared the entire outpost for me and died as it killed the pirate.
And it's perfect like that, but I'm going to pause it now. It works. The animals will interfere with you as much as it does with the enemies. Your allies are pretty useless, and if you're sort of lucky, you'll happen upon three of them sitting around shooting off ammo, wasting ammo, and just like trying to attract pirates when there are no pirates. It's like, it's loud and it's annoying, and you're probably going to end up shooting me. Just let me kill you. But it's really good. The gameplay is really, really, really good.
Have you tried the multiplayer yet?
I haven't tried the multiplayer. I did a little co-op with Moss. And he got kind of mad because I had to revive him like 5 times. This is one of the few games where I've actually had to revive him more than he has had to revive me. So it's really funny like that because it's always the opposite. As before, I remember I was telling you about, and you know, they're asking you to be like little OP because in single player you're basically a god, you know. But in co-op it's pretty dialed down, I will say. You're slower and all that stuff.
I wonder if the takedowns are still like they are in single player and co-op.
Well, actually, when I
did co-op, but just multiplayer in general.
Well, I've heard that multiplayer is just a camp fest because people will camp in the shrubs and then they'll come out and assassinate you and drag you back in and it'll be like nothing happened.
You've seen nothing.
It just becomes like a game of Assassin's Creed, just hiding in the hay bale, just stick, drag into the hay.
I mean, I haven't actually played it myself, but I have it on Uplay, so I don't know if I could even play with Lobi Wobi, because he has it on the scene.
I would guess that what I thought was kind of neat about the multiplayer is you can, like, the MVP on the other team, you get to, like, punish them, or you can, like,
mercy.
Cut them, give them mercy for being a good opponent. Like, at the end of the game, the MVP on the losing team, you can either beat the crap out of him or just cut him loose and be like, good job, man.
That's actually kind of cool.
Yeah, I really liked it.
But I haven't actually tried any of the multiplayer. I've been meaning to, but I've been stuck with other stuff because I have exams this upcoming week.
Yes,
oh, boy.
Do.
And I've been studying biology for like 6 to 7 hours today. Just kill me. I've done every single test, gone over the fetal pig dissection, all that stuff. But I won't go into detail on that. I will say, though, the liver was remarkably dry on the second day.
Really?
It was pretty dry. The lungs were, like, squishy and wet and cold. You could feel it. Like, the cold would always penetrate through your rubber gloves. Or your, whatever gloves. Gugh.
Latex gloves.
Yeah, and it was, like, impossible to take them off. Because you didn't want it, like, if you got your thumb under there, it would, like, you know, it would touch the skin and... Gugh. It was the most painful thing to remove, and they were so tight, because I have short, stubby fingers. Good. Anyway, back to Far Cry, because I want to finish that. The story. I like the characters, personally. Most of the characters are likable. Dennis, the guy who kind of saves you in the beginning, is kind of stupid and sort of blindly follows. And then he gets drunk at some point. You're like, what the hell are you doing with your life?
I liked Dennis at the start, but like as the story progressed, it was like... more apparent how like unimportant he was.
Yeah, no, he just was like there. He was
like he did his part. He saved you and put you on the path.
And
then
he gave you
where you've done.
He gave you the tatou and stuff, the tattoo that gives you supernatural powers apparently.
Wait, what? What is this about a supernatural tattoo?
Okay, so when you get rescued, he deadened your arm and gave you a tatou, as they pronounce it, but it's a tattoo. And this is all part of the Way of the Warrior, which is this recurring thing. And as you level up, you put skills into points, and if you get certain skills, your tattoo will, like, more tattoo will appear on your arm. And when you get to the end, your arm is just covered in this giant tribal tattoo sort of thing. Which is pretty neat. It's pretty neat, but it sort of serves as a way of him becoming a warrior. Now, admittedly, it doesn't really make any sense in real life, but, you know.
Yeah.
If you saw your arm glowing and then ink appeared, you're like, what the fuck? You'd probably like get it cut off or something and they give you a new one free of charge.
Sorry, your arm was
defective, let's give you another one.
But see that only happens in Canada.
Yeah. I just whatever. Like looked at this wall in Far Cry and there's like tic tac toe games all over from where people lost.
but Dennis was pretty neat at the beginning, but he basically became the scapegoat in the end.
Was it Willis? What was the American spy? He was pretty cool.
Willis. He was interesting. He had a German flamethrower, and he had German friends, but he was American.
Well, actually, the funny part about the German is he's actually American.
Yeah.
He was born in America, and he was like his father was German. But he was born in America on a base. Because I was like, when I first met him, he's like all German and stuff. And the first thing I did is I looked at his arm and it said U.S. Army. I was like, no.
Yeah, and there was a part during that mission you're with him. He's like, Blitzkrieg! which is the...
He's like, are you ready for this? We're like, yeah. Blitzkrieg!
Yeah. Like, the character's like, seriously?
Oh, the best parts were, like, why do you call it Sam if you're German? Oh, you know, like, Uncle Sam? I think he was one of the founding fathers or something. Like, not quite.
Like, you might want to get that. You might want to check that. But, the characters are pretty likable. Citra's kind of clingy towards the end. Dennis is kind of stupid towards the end. Voss, you don't actually see how he dies. You sort of get to this little thing that would make a suitable boss battle arena. Then he stabs you and you go to this this stupidly long dream sequence where he's like implying that you're the same person and that everyone on the island is sort of the same in the path of the warrior or something like that. And then you sort of... you have this one quick time event that really isn't a quick time event, so it's really just an event where you have to click the thing because he's like holding the gun to his head and you got to do it for him. And then they wake up and you wake up back like at your base and he's dead. And when you're lying there because you shoot him and you both fall over, his eyes move, which is a very, very, very clear indication that he's alive, but you don't hear anything about him ever again.
Yeah, I don't know. That like actually scared the shit out of me when he just like randomly looked at you when you're laying next to each other.
But
like when that happened, I was like, "Oh shit!"
But when you get to the end of the game and you've never heard of him, it's like, "What? He's the one who's on the front of the box, and you just take him out halfway through, and you don't even see a body or anything like that." And it was so disappointing because he's like the most interesting protagonist. I'd take him over Hoyt any day. But then there was Buck, and Buck was, like, the greatest character of all time because he was pretty hilarious.
I don't know. I had a theory about the boss fights, like, kind of getting in touch with your primal side, because a lot of times you're, like, fighting the boss, and you're like, wait, where's the other, like, six people? Did I just randomly kill them?
No, yeah.
That's my theory. Like, the entire game's about getting in touch with your primal side, and I think you just kind of go ape and kill them.
Yeah, something like that, but...
like that happened in the last boss fight when you're fighting Hoyt. It's like
it happened when you fought Hoyt. It happened a little bit when you fought Voss, and the first time it happened is when you fought Buck Hughes, who is one of my favorite characters in the game.
His name's Buck, and he likes to.
Wait, what?
His name's Buck, and he likes to. And that's what your character says, but it's funny because he's a gay rapist who's raping one of your friends.
What?
Yeah.
You
have to like save your friend by helping him find some weird knife that was actually a big part of the story.
Yeah, and then you like go into the basement where your friend's hiding and he's like all crouched in the corner scurred. You're like, oh, something's not right here. And then Buck comes down in like his underpants. Yeah, in his underpants. And then you stab him pretty good. You stab him pretty good. I don't know. I'm sort of math is quiet and it's scaring me.
I haven't played the game. I don't know what the f*** you guys are talking about. So.
Well, Buck is...
Well, we can, like, move on, because this is kind of, like, spoilerific for the game, anyway.
Okay. Well, I was going to say, you've been going on the same subject for about 20 minutes now.
One final thing. I love the mission where you have to burn the weed fields. That was pretty hilarious.
The music that starts
playing. Yeah, and there's, like, I don't know, weed-oriented dubstep in the background.
But it's I don't know, like Bob Marley dubstep or something.
Yeah, yeah. By Skrillex.
Oh, God. Shoot me now.
But just as a heads...
So appropriate, though.
No, but yeah, it's really appropriate. But a tip, instead of using the flamethrower, use a flare gun and put C4 near the explosive barrels before you do it.
Explosive barrels with explosive arrows.
Well, whatever. Anyway, I think we should move on now.
Yeah, probably.
We've been leaving math behind enough, but I don't know.
Just maintaining my characters in Eve, that's all.
I don't know that, and that's kind of boring to anyone that hasn't really played the game. So
definitely would play. It is an amazing game, I would say. But you know, everything has its letdowns. I was really disappointed by Voss, but it was glorious.
You okay, bro?
I'm having trouble controlling myself. One final note, though. It's really too easy to make money in this game.
Oh, here's one for you that I just remembered. I was talking to Hibiki the other day, And did you hear what happened with swag.mov?
What happened?
No.
I didn't.
What happened?
His computer died and he lost all the work he had on it.
Oh, good. That makes
sense.
So
he's not going to make it?
Nope, he had to start over. Oh, of course he's still going to make it. Dude, he has to finish it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I wasn't really a fan of those. The first one was, like, the best, and the rest of them afterwards was like, nope.
Oh, I love them. My absolute favorite, though, is Shed.mov.
Shed was, it was something else. But, I wasn't that much a fan of them. They were pretty hilarious. It's like bad, good. I don't know. There's something, there's a lot of things like it. I can't remember.
I don't know. I thought Spike.mov was pretty funny.
Yeah, just him in the tech deck.
Yeah.
And the Mexican kid, or whatever.
Yeah. This is gonna be sick. I'm gonna watch it right now.
Oh no.
Yeah, that one was good. But, yeah, it kind of sucks that swag.mov got messed up like that. Because that could have been so good, and he's got to start all over, do all the voice work over, do all the animation over.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Sad face.
Well, you got backups on your backups.
I mean, it's not like I was looking forward to it, but I would have watched it when it came out.
I don't know. The favorite thing that he's ever done is probably the Watch Out, Ashley.
I have
where Applejack's like got the baseball bat and hitting it against her head.
Oh yeah,
that's my line.
Yeah.
Oh, got it. Yeah.
That was pretty good.
Yeah. Oh god. Can't even remember what I was gonna say now. Things have been fairly uneventful for me. Just been playing Eve and Minecraft and.
Minecraft.
What?
I said Minecraft, but never mind.
Yeah, I know.
Never mind. You still have to still put up Ponies Play the Lost Episode.
Yeah, I do.
I wanna see that.
There's a lot of stuff I need to do. I'm just not motivated to do any of it right now.
Depression.
That's
is not.
No, it's just. You go so long without leaving the damn house or doing anything. You just, after a while, you don't feel like doing anything anymore. You know? Like, I've been out of work since Halloween.
Yeah, sad face.
Yeah, it's not fun.
Well, I've never had a job, so. Lobie's just laughing at you.
No, I'm not laughing.
Oh, man. Hi, kid. He's just laughing at himself. Because, yeah.
And I lost some of my enthusiasm for Eve, even, because the corporation I was in got war-decked because some guy got pissed that...
War-deck?
War declaration.
Ah.
Some guy got pissed. Okay, so Hibiki is flying in a battleship, and he goes over to this station, Tashmerkin, and there's a guy sitting outside. He's doing what's called can baiting, where you jettison some items into what's called a jet can or a cargo container, and you just wait for people to come by and try to take things from it, and then you open fire on them. It's as simple as that. Or another one that people will do is they'll have someone else jet can something, and then they'll take something from it, and the other player will just, you know, go away, and they'll sit outside the station with this suspect flag on. Well, the suspect flag means that anyone can open fire on you without recourse from, you know, the police, Concord.
Okay.
And so, you know, it basically tricks people into attacking you. And then you just blow them to and take the stuff off their ship. And so, anyway, he had a suspect flag on, and Hibiki flew by in his battleship and saw it, and he's like, I'm going to blow this up. And so he just opens fire on the guy. Like, and he said the ship was extremely well tanked. Like, it, you know, Hibiki's in a battleship. This guy was in a frigate or a cruiser and was still holding up very well. So he barely made it back into the station alive. And he got pissed, and he had his corporation war deck, the corporation we were in. So,
wow, really?
Yeah.
It's kind of pathetic. At least I think so.
And so, like, and the thing with war declarations is, you know, once war is declared, anyone who's in the rival corp, you can just open fire on them at any point. You know, you have to pay money to Concord, the police, to make them not intervene in your war. And so, you know, they pay the money to keep this war deck up, and they can just shoot at us anytime they see us. And nice. So that meant that we basically couldn't do anything, you know, couldn't do anything solo, and there was never really enough people on at one time to mount a counterattack. Most people were just doing this, oh, I'll just lay low till this blows over thing. So, you know, there's maybe one or two people in the corporation on at any given point. So I literally couldn't do anything in EVE. I couldn't go mining. I couldn't go run missions. I couldn't do anything because they could scan me down anywhere and then just come jump on me and kill me.
Yeah. Yay.
And I wasn't about to lose, you know, a 200 million ISK ship just because I wanted to go out and do missions, or, you know, like an 80 million ISK ship just because I wanted to go mine. So I had to end up leaving the corp so I could actually play the game that I'm paying to play, you know?
I don't know about you guys, but have you guys ever seen the all-time 10s on YouTube?
A few.
I don't know. I'm subscribed, and, like, every week I, like, watch, like, one video. They're pretty neat.
What does that have to do with the current conversation?
Nothing. Because I have nothing to input on the current conversation because it's about EVE and I don't really play
nor
do I like it. So
I don't like EVE either. I'm just pretending to
but
be.
But he did talk about Far Cry, so he can talk about.
I don't like EVE. I'm just trying to be nice.
What do you mean you don't like EVE? Have you ever even played it?
I've seen enough.
That you can't tell what a game is like by watching someone else play it.
Come at me, bro.
If you were not in Canada, I would.
Oh, man. Is that
a threat or a promise?
No.
Oh, God, I love being 16.
No, because that still ain't right.
No.
I'm going through a phase, good sir.
No.
You can do whatever you want. You want to bleep that out or whatever.
I'm just going to ignore it and move on. So, how about that Disgaea? You getting your ass kicked?
No, I'm playing Far Cry. I've been playing Far Cry. Although I'm still stuck on that mission. I'm probably going to cry for a while tonight.
Mort your characters, dude.
Do what with my characters?
Remort.
See, it doesn't say remort. It says, you know,
reincarnate. Yes, I know, but you're too young to understand it, I guess.
You're just too young, okay?
That whole idea for reincarnating a character comes from MUDs, multi-user dimensions. They were text-based RPGs that you use Telnet to connect to. Remorting was you'd hit level 100. Once you hit level 100, you were considered a god. You were immortal. So you remorted, or turned back into a mortal, as remortalization. And you went back down to level 1, where you could change your race, change your class, and you had increased stats. And then you could go back up through the ranks again, and then you'd come back down with increased stats, exactly how it works in Disgaea. Every time you reincarnate, your stats increase.
Right. Right.
That's an interesting topic.
Yep.
Totally. I'm looking at this thing on PC Gamer, Crytek. The Don't Call It Crisis 4 sequel might is going to keep the saga going, but might not be a first-person shooter.
Wait, what?
Yes, Crysis might not be a first-person shooter anymore.
Never played any of the other ones anyway.
They were good games. Not to mention, the original Crysis still gives you something to benchmark a computer against, even to this day.
5 years later, yeah.
Yeah. You can still benchmark a computer against it. It's that intense. Mm. Crysis 2? My computer could run Crysis 2 at 100-120 frames a second. The first Crysis? Probably 50 or 60. It's...
Yeah, stop that.
It's an intense game.
Dude, mouse smacking is like one of my... If I was next to you while you were doing it, I'd punch you in the face.
Yeah. Same. I'd be right there with you.
That's me sending a signal of... What the...
Good. It'd be great if he's like sitting in between it and we both just punched him at the same time.
Why would I be in between you?
Between two fists.
I would just like look at him, look forward, like away from him, and just punch him.
Just, wham!
I don't know. Actually, thinking of being in the same room, or speaking of being in the same room together while podcasting, based on my classes next semester, there's a fairly good chance my grades will be high enough to warrant me being able to go to EQLA next year, or this year.
I can't go. I can't go.
I probably can't.
This makes me sad. This makes me very sad.
It's the middle of January, and I still...
It's way too early. Like, that's why I was thinking more BronyCon, because it's in August.
Well, I still want to go because I had lost that bet with Dom and he has to kiss Dom when he gets there, so I want to see that. I want to see that. Oh, man.
But yeah, like, I don't know. Like I've said from the very beginning, it's not a guaranteed thing. Actually, it's more, you know, 51% chance I won't be able to go, 49% chance I will. Actually, it's probably lower than that, 75% chance I won't be able to go. Because you got to realize that's about $1,000 I have to save up.
No, yeah, I know.
Yeah, it's probably like 92% I can't go, 8% I can.
Yeah, that actually sounds a little better. But, you know, taxes and all that, I might be able to do it if, you know, I get the taxes back and get some things paid off. But still, I'm struggling pretty hard. Like, I got to... find a way to come up with $80 by the 18th, or my car goes on a list to be repossessed.
That's not fun. Better start selling stuff.
I don't have anything left to sell.
You have a computer, but I hate to be that guy.
I honestly couldn't do that, because then I couldn't look for work if I didn't have a computer.
That is true. Computers are extremely valuable.
Don't they have jobs in the newspapers or something?
None that I can do.
Okay.
You have to be qualified for work.
Well, I don't know if you're qualified for anything. I mean, I wouldn't know. It's not like I live near you or anything like that. Or anything like that at all. You know what I mean?
The only kind of job that I am qualified to do, the market is saturated with people who are also qualified and probably more qualified than me. Whether they know how to do their job or not doesn't matter. They have the credentials.
They have the paperwork.
The only paperwork I have is a degree. People don't look at degrees anymore. They don't. They, you know, when the market is saturated with people who have been doing it for 10 to 15 years, whether they're actually good at their job or not doesn't matter. They'll hire that person over me any day.
Sad
and that's why getting a job sucks.
Yeah. I mean, even retail and all that around here is complete crap right now because, you know, it's post-holidays. People aren't buying much stuff right now. So, you know, retail stores aren't even hiring. You know, I applied at Costco, Sam's, Walmart, Kmart, Target, Sears.
Sorry, I'm doing it again. I'm sorry.
At
least I only did it twice and caught myself.
Yeah. So,
Hulk smash.
Yeah, pretty much. No. So, you know, life really kind of sucks right about now.
You know, I am glad I live in Canada, but my dad has had a job for a while, but I remember when he
got laid off. He was actually looking for like a few months before he found one. And he's like, he's 50 and knows what he's doing.
That's same thing with my dad. What was it? 2 years ago, he got laid off and it took him a year to find work. And he's been doing this work since before I was born. I mean, the man has more credentials than anyone I've ever seen when it comes to any sort of 3D modeling. And, you know, the technical term is design engineering, but if you call him an engineer, he might punch you in the face.
See, my dad's an engineer. My entire family is engineers. I'm the only person in the immediate family who doesn't want to be an engineer, and my parents don't know what to do with me.
My dad was a construction manager. So, after we moved away from his original boss, he started up his own construction business. And then we moved again to an area that didn't have much construction going on, and yeah.
Bad. Yeah, that's usually how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
Construction, you know, owning a construction company can be extremely lucrative. But the economy goes down, no one wants to build anything.
Exactly.
Part of me knew you were going to use the word lucrative, and it made me feel weird when you said it. Just thought I'd say that so I could contribute to this.
But yeah, job hunting sucks. It really does.
Is there anything going on in the fandom? Sorry to butt in, but I really seems like it's kind of meh.
Well,
you see,
we made a podcast just in time for all the really, 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 really bad stuff to die down. So it's like, you know, you go to someone's house and they're having like a super power fight or something like that. You know, they're jumping off walls and beating each other up in midair and flying and stuff. You're like, oh my god, I want to get my camera and put this on YouTube. And you get there and someone's already dead, and all you can do is take a picture of the body and put it on the internet. We're like okay. That. We can only talk about it like in hindsight. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. It sounded better in my head.
Yeah. Doesn't everything.
You sound better in my head.
Kate.
Whoa.
I've been doing that too much in the team speak. It's becoming a habit now.
I'm slightly confused. A little bit scared.
A little bit scared.
Might be pissing myself right now.
There's this girl in my sociology class. Actually, there's a few of them who are concerned.
No way! Nah. I went there, I'm sorry.
Oh, crap. No! What just happened
just
there?
Did he throw his headset?
I banged my head on the table and my headset came off.
Oh.
That was horrible. Half the girls in my... So actually, almost all of them are concerned about my mental health.
Okay.
Oh.
So is my teacher.
Then again, I mean, that's a normal thing for high school. If you're anything different than the 99.9% of the rest of the school,
they all think you're a sociopath.
Not even that. Apparently,
I fell into that.
I like weird things, like ponies.
My one of my teachers, like it was my English teacher, was like, "You're a good student, but I feel like there's a dark side to you." I was like, "Huh? Huh?"
Yeah.
I remember my English teacher looked like he was 13. He had no facial hair.
It doesn't mean he's 13. That means he shaves.
No, he had that face that makes you think he's 13, except he was taller than almost everyone and their parents.
Okay.
I don't know where I was going with that.
That's actually the general manager that I was under at the Domino's I worked at here.
You're making me hungry, man.
Like...
He is
what, 2 years older than me, I think? No, he's 1 year older than me. And he can't grow facial hair. He can get like the little wispy mustache thing that
Peach
doesn't
fuzz.
Even come in all the way.
Peach fuzz, right?
kind of, but it's a little dark to be considered peach fuzz. It's like the, you know, the thin little Mexican mustache thing?
Yeah.
No.
Pencil stash, like?
Forgive
well,
me.
No, not that. Wait, I mean, like, really? Thin as in the thickness of the hair and everything.
Nope. Well, I've never had problems with facial hair, so.
But yeah, like he seriously, he looks like he's 13. Like, okay, the first time I met him, I walked in there, like I had handed in an application previously, and he wasn't there when I handed it in. So I went in for the interview, and
imagine your surprise.
He walks up. And, you know, he's like, hey, how can I help you? It's like, yeah, I'm here to talk to the general manager. He looks at me, he goes, that's me. And I'm just like, what?
It's like, all right, stop it. So we go get the general manager.
Yeah, like, I mean, he looks so young, and he constantly gets that. He actually, there was one customer who almost got violent with him. Which is not a good thing to do with this kid, because he's a bit of an alcoholic and a very violent alcoholic at that. So it kind of bleeds over until the rest of his life, you know? And so the guy, you know, is getting really pissed at him. And because he went out and there was this guy just parked alongside our door. You know, and it's the side door where the delivery drivers had to go out, in and out, in and out, in and out. So he was blocking that door, so we couldn't run in and out. We had to walk and then kind of shimmy past his truck and all that. And so he gets pissed, and he goes out there. He's like, dude, I need you to move your truck. You're blocking my door. I can't have this. And he comes back inside, and he goes to the back. He's talking to me and everything. And then about 2 minutes later, dude comes in, and the other woman that was there working with us that day is up front, and she talks to him. She's like, hey, how you doing? He's like, where's that little piss hat that told me to move my truck? And he walks up there. He's like, hey, sir, how you doing? Just, you know, all smiles. Like, I swear, he is the definition of what trolling used to be. He will just kill you with kindness, and you will hate yourself for it. It is just like,
That's great.
I don't even know how to respond to this.
It just...
I think I'm used to the other kind of trolling.
I don't know. Apparently, I guess some people just have issues with hair. It happens, I guess. I don't know. Because it says most people develop hair between the ages... facial hair, anyway. Between the ages of 17 and, like, their 20s. I got facial hair at, like, 13, 12 and 13.
Yes, same here. See, there was a kid in my freshman year of high school with a full beard.
Yeah.
Oh. I mean, like, he looked like he was 40 and he was 14.
That's great. That's great. I like that guy. I would have grew that straight up.
Apparently I sound older than 16.
Well, you do. Your voice is a little deeper.
I am manlier. Breathe in my manly musk.
No.
It's been a long day. I'm slightly
Batman
crazy.
Batman no here.
But see, it's bad because my dad has hair everywhere on his body except for his head, on like the top of his head. Because all the men in my family on both sides have lost their hair fairly early. So my full hair of luscious locks, as my science teacher put it, is doomed within the next few years. He said luscious locks because I was like, sir, I've had my headphones in this entire period and you haven't noticed. And I said that because it was the last class before exams, so it's not like he was going to know anything about it.
See, if I wanted to listen to music in class, I'd just pull my hood up over my head, put my earbuds in, and lay my head down on the desk.
Oh, you see, you're not allowed to have your hood up, you're not allowed to put your earbuds on your body, and you're not allowed to put your head down on the desk.
You weren't allowed to do any of those things either, and I still did them. When you get...
No, the teachers will go out of their way and tell you to put your head up or take your hood off, and there's no escaping from it.
If you get straight A's, they don't give a...
Yeah, well, no one in my entire school gets straight A's except for, like, three people.
Well, yeah, you have a very small school.
No, it's just...
I was in a high school with 1,200 people in it.
whatever. I'm like, I'm the only person in all of my classes who can get through the entire day without taking his hood off, and that's because, and even then, I like get bad grades, but everyone else.
It's kind of like one of the things that one of my buddies in high school, he's pretty much the guy that introduced me to weed and other things like that back in high school. And, you know, I did not suspect him at all. Like, okay, here's the story. I'm sitting in my Spanish class, and he's sitting, like, right next to me. I'd never really met him. I'd seen him around, hadn't talked to him or anything. And one day in class, he just kind of leans over and goes, "Hey, what's up?"
"Hey, what's up?"
I was like, "Not a whole lot, dude." He's like, "Come here." And he had one of those, you know, the pill containers
that
you put on, like, that's on a key ring and you attach it to your keys and stuff.
No.
He opened that up and just showed it to me, and he had this fat nugget in it. And, like, I could smell it the moment he opened it. I'm like,
"That's it right now."
And he closes it back. And ever since then, we were best friends until the end of high school. So, and, you know, even after that, like, I went back and saw him a couple times.
I don't know. The real druggies in my school I knew were the obvious ones that always got caught, but I'm sure there was other ones that were a lot more sneaky.
And that's the thing. That's the thing, though. Like, he said to me, like, I was like, I talked to him because he dressed like your standard preppy kid, you know, khakis, polo shirts, stuff like that. And
nerd. Anyway,
he said, he's like, "You know, look at it this way. If you dress where you stand out, much like I did, they're going to come after you, whether you do drugs or not. If you dress the way that they expect a quote unquote good kid to dress and get good grades, they don't suspect a thing."
That is extremely true.
I mean, this is the kid who would brew tea out of his weed and drink it in a coffee cup at school.
Man, I remember I had really, really long hair, like halfway down my back hair. That was like my best weapon. I could just like lean over my paper and just like, whether I was doing work or not, my hair would just fall down around the paper.
Yeah,
they wouldn't
and no
know.
One could see anything.
Yeah,
you're
exactly.
Just like,
I'm just like just chilling there.
You have your hand there like you're writing something, and they don't think about anything.
Yeah.
But, yeah, my hair was like that too. I told you math earlier, and they called me Fatty J behind my back because I went to a Catholic school.
Fatty Jesus.
Dude, Fatty Jesus.
No, my hair was long enough where I would like put people in the halls. I would like whip my head really quick. And
no, yeah, no, my hair was here.
I've done that. Like, get to school with my hair still wet from the shower, and then someone had
because we had like these two stairs that went up to the second story, and it was always so packed, like with people rushing up to get to their classes. You did it right there, and whoever you hit had no idea unless they were like right behind you.
Yeah.
Like, they're like, "Who the fuck did that?" And you just keep on walking.
I'm gonna see if I can find the formal picture from the Panama cruise me and my family did a while ago, because I had long hair there and I actually looked nice in that picture. But I had pretty long hair. I had pretty greasy hair. I had pretty unattractive hair.
Long and really straight. Everyone's like, "You straighten your hair." I'm like, "No, I don't."
But
that was my hair until I cut it, and now it's all like,
yeah. My hair used to be like super blonde, and then it just started changing colors.
But yeah, Tag, finish your thought, and then
I forgot where my thought was. God,
something about a cruise and formal picture.
I have to find the picture though. I can't remember.
Well, we'll go ahead and cut the cast here because it's been about an hour and 10, maybe a little more.
Hey.
I don't know, since I started recording, you know, the moment I turned the call on and everything. But anyway, for episode 7 of Bronies of War, this is Mathaniel.
Loban.
Dick Shadow.
And we're out.
Yes, out.
Dick Shadow.
Dick. Did I sound like that?
No.
You sounded like a Game Grumps thing there, yeah. Like John when he does the little.
Whenever you watch